The Colorado Oil and Gas Commission is proposing to mandate a 500-foot setback distance between oil and gas wells and buildings, up from the current 350 feet. But many members of the public say it still wouldn't be far enough.
Our proposal all along has been 1,000 feet to offer the kind of protections that you know, from the impacts that we know homeowners are facing, whether it's noise, dust, you know, air pollution, water problems.
Pete Maysmith heads Conservation Colorado. Environmental groups and people in towns such as Longmont and Boulder are pushing back against the rules. Democratic Congressman Jared Polis also testified for a larger buffer zone. Maysmith says he wants the governor to get involved.
This is a governor that did paid radio spots for the Oil and Gas Trade Association. This is the governor that led the state into a lawsuit against Longmont for the regulations that were passed. His advocacy of the industry would be one thing if there was the leadership as well in demanding the strongest environmental protections.
The negotiation that's going on right now, I don't need to insert myself into the middle of it.
That's Governor John Hickenlooper. He hasn't commented on the latest setback proposal, but is a strong advocate of natural gas.
There are very positive benefits that come from horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, such as the inexpensive natural gas. The bottom line is the United States, I mean, our air is significantly cleaner in the United States today than it was even 6 years ago, because as natural gas becomes price competitive with coal, it is cleaner. It's not as hard on a plant to run.
And even if the Oil and Gas Commission adopts the new rules, the issue isn't going away. State lawmakers will consider legislation to increase the setback distance even farther and add more environmental protections during this year's session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.